Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Roberts.
Oh, thanks.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. So for anyone listening, we haven't actually discussed the wedding at all yet, have we?
No, which is...
So this is all brand new information for you.
Yes, I can't wait to hear. I'm ready. As I said in the group chat, I am here for the wedding spam.
I know, I was like, really sorry, guys, keep spamming. And everyone was like, no, we love it. Shall we get started and we'll talk all about it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Hayley.
And we are your wedding planning experts.
Here to spill the tea on the inside of wedding planning and everything that goes with it.
Expect our honest opinions, the real juice of what happens on a wedding day.
With a few tips thrown in between.
And also just a chat between friends.
And of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And
let's get you wed! Woo. Woo! Well, we did get me wed!
Yes, we did. Finally!
She's wedded.
She's off the market, guys.
I know. It's so weird. Isn't it like the weirdest feeling? I don't know, is it?
I don't know how I feel.
I
felt strange when people were like referring to me as a wife. I was like, ew.
Yeah.
I feel old.
I don't know, though, because I've been calling Martin, like, hubby and husband, like, for the last week. Oh, so I feel like we've overkilled it
hubby
now.
Hubby is cringe.
I think that's so cringe.
Oh, hubby. So girl.
I'm like, hello, husband.
Oh,
so, yeah, cute. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
But weird it one. Was an amazing, from what I have seen... photos and videos that we've had snippets of, it looked absolutely incredible. So
thank you.
Those who are maybe just tuning in, if you are, then where have you been? And yeah, listen to the rest of our episodes.
Yeah.
Hannah had an elopement.
I did.
So she had an elopement and then she's having her ceremony in a week's time.
Yeah, but, 2 weeks. So she just under 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks. Why did I say a week? Yeah. Oh my gosh, wishing.
I don't know. Don't stress me out like that.
Sorry. Technically, when this airs, you'll already be married. So.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah, it'll all be done. It'll all be over.
Or is it the past? I don't know.
At the time of recording, we're just back from the elopement. Yeah, and it's just under 2 weeks till the wedding day.
Yeah. But I think that basically in this episode, we're just going to get the lowdown on
Lovely.
Everything to do with your elopement, what an elopement is as well, because some people, you know, want to know that. And yeah, just all of the tea.
That's a good point, actually, because when we were on the said elopement, Martin said to somebody, oh, we've eloped. So to us, we've kind of classed that as the elopement, and then the next one is the wedding.
The wedding, yeah.
So it's just an easier way to explain it, you know?
Yeah.
Because people are like, what? You've got two weddings. But somebody, the woman that Martin said it to was like, what? You eloped? Almost like, because I think back in the day, eloping
like
meant like
secret.
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like proper secret.
After Gretna Green.
Yeah, like, you know, or somebody didn't agree with it or, you know, one of those kind of. But yeah, so I would say it's more... I don't know. I suppose it's just the two of you. But then even an elopement can be... One of our friends eloped a couple of years ago and it was like them two both sets of parents. So
yeah.
So it's... Does that class as an elopement? Maybe we should get the Oxford Dictionary meaning.
Yeah, and have a little look.
What actually is an elopement?
What is
but
it?
I would just say it's, I don't know, going somewhere different, doing something small.
Yeah, and it's... It's the legal bit, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
I guess, for you.
Yeah.
Because obviously where your wedding
for
is,
me,
you can't
was, yeah.
get legally married, is that right?
Yeah, so on Wikipedia, elopement is a marriage which is conducted in a sudden and secretive fashion, sometimes involving a hurried flight away from one's place of residence together with one's beloved with the intention of getting married without parental approval.
Oh.
But that's, come on, that's
come
like...
Come on, what's that from the 1800s?
Yeah, literally.
Oh my gosh.
What does elopement mean? The act of leaving home secretly in order to get married. Yeah, so...
Wow.
I don't know. I feel like it's changed now, though, isn't
it? I do.
Because...
They need to update that.
Yeah, because a lot of people, like, even wedding, like, you know, like, when we hired our photographer, they had an elopement package, and venues have elopement packages and stuff. So, yeah, the reason we did it was not because we were running away or we wanted it secret. Was because we wanted to do our legal part separately at the registry office. So we planned our wedding day around having our friends perform our ceremony. So we had to legally do the legal bit.
Yeah.
And it probably went from, you know, let's just go and sign a bit of paper to a little bit more than that.
Just a little bit.
We've gone back. We've gone over it, haven't we, in previous episodes as to what the plan is. And, you know, so we went off to Wales. But yeah, so shall I start from the beginning? Go from the beginning. So we travelled out. It was actually a really nice weekend before. So I finished work on the Saturday. I didn't have a wedding the weekend before, which was really nice. So I had a couple of meetings on the Saturday morning. We did a podcast, didn't we, on the Saturday afternoon. And then, which you'll hear the previous episode when we're talking about going. So I then finished at like 5-6 o'clock, which was really nice. And then I had like all day Sunday just to, I can't even tell you what I did, but potter around, sort all my stuff out, go back through my list, and which was amazing, by the way, because I didn't forget a single thing. So the list definitely works well. Definitely write one up a couple of weeks before, keep going over it, look at it. So that worked
very important.
Very important. So that was a Sunday. Monday morning, we then got up. The thing is, you can never fully pack, can you? For anything. Like, you've still got to pack your toothbrush.
Exactly. That really annoys me.
There's always something. Yes.
I'm like,
same.
Oh, God, that bloody toothbrush. And you can't put it in straight away because it's wet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You brush your teeth in the morning. It's like trying to dry a toothbrush to put it in
the bag.
Literally.
And the hair straighteners are hot. And why is this just so annoying, isn't it?
I'm glad it's not just me.
No, and you've got to pack your face stuff and all that. So, yeah. Finished off those bits. We didn't leave till like lunchtime, so that was quite nice. So we had a couple of hours to worry about the toothbrush dry. Yeah. Again, I couldn't really tell you what else I did.
It's all a blur. You're excited.
Did a workout. I'm just a potterer. Of course. You know what it's like? I'm a potterer. I'm pottering around and 3 hours could go by. And I'm like, what have I actually done? Move the whole lounge around or something.
Yeah. I get really badly, like, I procrastinate. I can't finish a job. I go everywhere. I'm doing something all of the time. And then I've actually done nothing. So
literally, that's me all over. So then we left and we got to the travel to Wales, got to our first hotel, which was so, so nice. We stayed at the Plas d'Innes, which is about a 10-minute drive from Carnarvon. Checked in, I looked in our room. I'm not going to lie, I was a bit like, oh, because I hadn't really, like, considered like how small. Like, I was like, I'm just gonna go for a standard room, which there, to be fair, like, they're all really nice rooms. I was like, we're literally staying in it, getting ready, like, we're leaving in the morning. So but when we walked in, I was like, oh no, it's actually really small, and we've got hair and makeup coming, and we've got two photographers and a videographer. Like, oh, there's a lot going on. But yeah, so, but it was really, really nice. And they have a really nice, highly recommended, really, really nice country house, beautiful grounds. And we didn't stay there for dinner because, I mean, it looked stunning, the restaurant, but it's like fine dining, which lovely. Okay. But we were doing that like a couple of days later, and it was the night before the wedding. I just wanted to like chill, really, and being, you know, I had my bride jumper on and my leggings, you know, not like. So we, and also what we wanted to do was we kind of ditched our stuff, had a bit of a drink in like the lounge area, which was really nice. And then we drove to Carnarvon because we had our van, just to check out the parking situation and stuff, how far the walk was to the registry office. And honestly, if you're not sure and you're getting married somewhere before you go into your venue, like, registry office, I mean, normally if you've gone to the, if you get married at church, you'll know where it is. But if you're not sure of the area, go and do that, because it just made us feel so much better.
Yeah, like,
we knew where we were going. Yeah, we knew how long it took. All those kind of bits and bobs. So, yeah, so we did that, had some dinner out at a pub, and then come back. And then you've got to do the big. And again, this is something people plan it in. And I've now planned it into the wedding in 2 weeks' time, because you don't really fully think things through, is the hair wash. But it's like the full shebang, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to shave, you want to exfoliate, you want to exfoliate the face, you know?
Actually, that's a good point, right? Because the night before my wedding, so I had to do the hair wash. And I also had like a toner to put in my hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, because my hair was very dark. And,
I remember, so
I put this toner in, and it took eight. I literally was out of the room for like, I'm not joking, because basically the room they'd given me, had a bath, but you couldn't shower in it or something. So I had to go. They gave us another room to go and use the shower. So I'd left my bridesmaids. I was gone for like an hour and a half. They were like, where were you? I was like, washing my hair. That's where.
Yeah, if you're gonna plan like a full on shindig the night before, like I've said to all my bridesmaids, it's gonna be very chilled. We'll just chill and watch a film. Yeah. So then we can all head off at like 8, 9 o'clock and hair wash and stuff and go to bed. But yeah, you 100% think about that. Obviously, it was really chill because it was just me and Martin, so it didn't matter because we come back from dinner, watched a bit of telly. I had washed my hair and stuff, so it was fine. But I was just in my head thinking, imagine if you had all your bridesmaids here and you're like, yeah, we're going to have a really nice night together. And then you're like, you've got to do this.
Yeah, that's how I had it. So I'd sort of like not factored that in. Like I would be gone out doing that for so long. Like I was gone for at least an hour. Like I'm not even joking.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, also, the other time you could factor in is normally you're the last one to have your hair and makeup. So my hair and makeup doesn't start on our next wedding until like 12 o'clock. So, so I could really wash it in the morning. But I think I'm still going to try and do it the night before. So.
Well, it's just easier because it's done, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But. It's done. I'm not going to lie. I did say to my hairdresser when I last saw it, can you come earlier and wash my hair and dry off?
Oh, yes. I remember you saying
that.
But
I feel
this.
Like I'm being a bit of a diva. And
no, do you know what? I actually don't blame you because I hate washing my hair. When it's long and when it's thick or whatever, it just takes forever. And it's just, sometimes it's just nice to have someone else do it for you.
Yeah, these extensions ain't fun to wash, I'm not going to lie. Having thick hair, there's downsides, isn't there?
I would actually love to do an episode on how you take care of your extensions.
I mean, I don't really know, mate. I'm just swinging it.
I've
got my tangle teaser and that's it.
I don't know how you wash them. Like, is it just normal?
It's just normal. Yeah. Oh. But I suppose if you've got quite thin hair, it's harder. Like, you're not used to washing.
Yeah, that much.
Yeah, that much hair. I'm
hair
like, Jesus,
forever.
I need so much more conditioner and shampoo. Yeah. So that was kind of that night. And of course, so I missed out a part before I did the big hair wash, went and planted the sausage.
Oh,
so,
how could you forget?
We went out in the grad, so we'd already done a little recce, you know. Hopefully no one from the Plaza de Nas in Carnarvon is listening to this, but if you are, sorry. So we had our Tesco finest sausages in the van. So once we got back from Carnarvon, we'd already done a recce of the area so we could make sure that no one would see us planting
so
the sausage. Martin got out his shovel, so we planted the sausage. But I'll get back to that. We did it. We did the deed. Martin was rolling his eyes at me. Whatever.
But
lovely.
Hey.
So yeah, so that was that night. Went to bed, got a really early night. And actually I did sleep fine. It took me ages to get to sleep, but it was more like the room was really hot. So like I would have slept fine though, to be fair. I didn't actually feel that. I don't know. I feel like it's almost, I feel like sometimes it's the nerves. And obviously I can comment more on this in 2 weeks' time. But I don't know if normally maybe the nerves is more of like everything going well the next
day.
Yeah,
it's like the anticipation, isn't it, as well, I find. It's like sort of
all
coming together and, you want everything to run smoothly. There's so much going on in your head. I think it's like busy mind a bit. Like, that's how I felt.
Yeah, maybe. But I just feel like it also helped that we had such a chilled night. It was just me and Martin. I feel like sometimes when you're away from your other half, you don't sleep as well, do you?
That's true.
So
and then you're wondering
together.
What's going through their mind as well. Like, yeah, I found that a bit when me and Richard, like, the night before our wedding, I just kept thinking, hope he's alright.
What's
all right.
he thinking?
And, yeah.
Is he going to run away?
Is he going to run away?
My dad
will kill him.
So, yeah, I don't know if it was, because actually we still had a lot was riding on. The next day, there was a lot riding on it. You know, if the weather was bad, it was going to go terribly. And all the forecasts were saying that it was going to rain, but it was going to be like scattered showers. So it was going to be fairly dry, cloudy, all right weather. But yeah, it was going to be showers. So we were like, okay, cool. But yeah, I felt pretty chill, to be fair. So then the Tuesday morning, we woke up, went down for breakfast together, had a nice little breakfast, went down about 8, I think.
What did you have for breakfast?
It was like a little. You ordered. I think I had avocado on toast. Sounds like something I would eat. So
I had a wonderful English today at my wedding.
Nice. But there was all sorts.
Why not?
There was like all. So you picked at the start. That's it. You pre-ordered it. So I ordered like a yogurt pot with fruit and granola bits in it.
Lovely.
Some pastries. My avocado on toast. So there was quite a lot.
Yeah, but you were doing a proper hike though. So you needed sustenance. Yeah,
that's why I ate. Otherwise, I wouldn't have eaten.
Yeah, because I feel like people on the morning of your wedding, like, normally people, like, don't eat. They feel like, I did feel nervous, but I was like, I need to eat such a long... If I can give one tip, actually, not another tip. You come here for the tips, people. have a good, decent breakfast. Like, none of that, oh, I'm not going to eat because I look fat in my dress, not anything. Like, you need to eat a good meal in the morning because it's such a long day. And if you're drinking... Like, when you're getting ready and all that, you need to, like, you really need to eat.
Although, depending on the time, because I'm not going to eat breakfast, but I'll eat lunch because we're not getting married.
Oh, okay, yeah. But make sure you eat before you...
Yeah, because I don't eat breakfast, so I'm not... Yeah, but I'll eat at, like, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Like brunch kind of time, just because I'm just not a big breakfast person. But, yeah, definitely, yeah. So we had a good... But I had to, like you say, because we were climbing. So we did that, went back up into the room, had a little... Just watched a little bit telly. And then the old hair and makeup artists come. Oh, no, it was lovely. Hair and makeup artists turned up, and there was literally just two of them and me. Martin then skedaddled. He went, not because he had to, he just, I think, you know, the room was quite small and, you know, we had the telly. We had a bit of Radio 1 on, I think it was. No, I think, did I have eaten? No, I think, I can't remember. And then he had to go and sort some bits out in the van and whatever. So, yeah, so he skedaddled, done some hair and makeup. Then my photographers turned up. And did I tell, I think I mentioned about my trial not going great for this one as well, for my hair and makeup.
Yeah, so you kind of mentioned it, but we didn't go into detail because...
Right, so
I wanted you to tell the story though about what happened.
Yeah, so when I went to Wales for my hair and makeup trial with one lady, and the hair just did not go right. Like, I wanted like this power pony, right? And which, if you go on my Instagram, at Hannah Rose Weddings, you'll see it.
See it in
full force. You'll see what I mean. Yeah. And it just didn't go right. It was so heavy. She couldn't get it to stay. I just don't think... Her makeup was amazing. I think makeup's her forte. Hair's just not her forte. She's stronger at makeup, basically. Yeah. So anyway, so I obviously fed that back to her because honestly... Like, my head felt horrific after I literally left, and within 10 minutes I had to take it out because my head was so painful.
Oh, no,
and I just had my extensions put in, and the way that she was like combing it and stuff and like pulling it almost, I was like, oh, my head just really hurt. And I was really worried about it because I was like, maybe it's the style. But actually, the woman on the day, so what happened was I then fed back to her. I was really honest with her.
Yeah.
And she said, look, I normally work with this other woman as well. I think because it was just me on my own, she probably just thought, oh, I'll just do both. But she was like, I normally work with this other woman. She's really good at hair. And fair play to her. She was like, I've booked her. It's done. Like,
oh, fair enough. Fine.
So she brought another woman with her who did my hair and literally did it in like 10 minutes and it looked amazing.
Yeah. Oh,
and she even said herself, like, she was like, oh my God, see, she's just so much better than me at hair. Like,
that's exactly how that should have been handled though. Because I think it's with hair and makeup, like we spoke before, it's such a personal thing.
Yeah.
And I found it really daunting when I had my hair and makeup done by somebody else because I don't really do anything with anyway, so when
it's
such a big shock when you're having it all done, isn't it? And and I think if you can be honest with that person, and then you get such a better service 100%. That way, and you're so much more confident.
Yeah. And it is hard though, being honest, like, because I didn't say anything at the time and I'm not like that. I'm quite an open person.
You feel like them personally about like that, because obviously, but it's such a personal thing.
She handled it perfectly. She literally picked the phone up to me straight away and rang me after I messaged
her. That's so good.
And it was because, so I basically reached out to my hairdresser and said, look, and showed her the pictures, and she was like, no, you need to speak to her. So then I kind of gave me the confidence to be honest about it. But and she said, like, I would want you to be honest if it was me. So
that's good.
So yeah, so that all went really well, got ready, and then Martin had been popping in and out, and he got his suit, and actually the hotel, bless them, let Martin go, because we were like, oh, it's actually quite small. My plan was that they'd finish hair and makeup, we'd all leave the room, Martin would put his suit on, and then we'd go back in. But actually, you know, obviously, as you know, time started pushing on.
Yeah.
And then, but do you know what was really nice is they both worked on my hair and makeup at the same time. So I had to sit in the seat for like 45 minutes, isn't the norm, because they don't like, I've asked my other hair and makeup to do it for the 2 weeks time, and they were like, no, because we just get in each other's way.
Yeah,
we need you at different heights, which I was like, fine, but I think they'd just winged it to get it done. So, but it was good for me because I hate sitting around.
Yeah, that's really good. Love
that. I was like, whoa, all angles are being like,
wow.
Yeah, so yeah, Martin was popping it out, and then it got to the point where we were like, right, you go put your suit on, I'm gonna put my dress on, so we're not allowed to don't come in anymore. So I got my dress on, got my shoes on. And then at that point was when I was like, this is when you need a coordinator. Because I knew in my head the times, because I jotted it down. This is the time I want to get my dress. This is when I want to be ready. This is when I want to leave. Yeah. And also I knew I had to check out. So that morning I'd put all my stuff in bags. That's what Martin was doing in the morning as well. I'd put all my stuff in bags that I didn't need anymore from like my hair wash and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd taken it all down. And then I'd been packing my bags as I used stuff. So as I brushed my teeth, as I used my face stuff, I was putting it all in bags.
That's good.
So it got to the end and the photographers were obviously like, yeah, you stand here, this light. Hair and makeup artists wanted to take photos on their phones. And I was like, right, guys, we need to go. We need to go.
Let's wrap this up.
We've got two more minutes. Yeah. So I was like, definitely in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to say to one of the coordinators, please be there at that point because I don't want to be doing that when there's eight of us in the room. No, like, it wasn't too bad and it's just me. But that was the only point of the day where I thought, that's where I could have done with like
with someone
some management, really.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
But no, it was all good. So they all went down with Martin. It kind of just all happened naturally. And they stood him outside. I opened the door and was like, ta-da! Oh, and it was all like, ah, so
that's
nice.
That's nice you had that reveal, though.
I know, it was so
that's
nice.
Really cute.
And then we all hopped into the cars. We hopped into our van. Skirt, skirt down to skirt, Carnarvon. Skirt, skirt. Hopped out, walked from the car park to the registry office. And that was actually really, it was actually a lot nicer than I kind of really anticipated, yeah. I suppose. So we
that's
had like
nice,
three
though.
Registrars. One at the door in case somebody runs in and objects.
Oh my God.
You know, one in the room. And then there was another lady and she was really lovely. They were all Welsh and it was the weirdest thing because it was, I literally felt like I was abroad because they were all talking to each other in Welsh.
Oh.
I was like, who the hell talks Welsh anymore?
Yeah. Just the whole nation of Welsh people.
Yeah, sorry, Wales. But, do you know what I mean? Like, I never hear people speaking Welsh and
I've never been in the company of people while they're speaking. I've been to Wales, but heard people speaking in Welsh, to be fair.
No, that's what I mean. And this was like a main town in a registry office and they knew that we couldn't speak Welsh. So I was like, maybe they're saying stuff that they don't want us to hear. Yeah, it was really weird. But anyway, so she started the ceremony and it was actually, she was really lovely and she did it in the first opening paragraph she did in Welsh and in English. So she started talking in Welsh and me and Artin are looking at each other like, and I'm thinking, oh my God, please don't do this whole ceremony in Welsh and English, which she didn't. It was just the opening bit. And it literally only took, we were in there 10 minutes. Literally, we were in there 10 minutes. It was
great.
That's
so quick. That's
what we wanted.
Well, I thought it'd be like the normal half an hour jobby, but.
No. Whip in, whip out, lovely.
Oh, that's a proper elopement.
So we got out, yeah. And we were right near Carnarvon Castle, so we got a few pictures up and down Carnarvon Castle.
Lush there.
Yeah, stunning. So it's literally around the corner, the registry office.
Is it?
And along like the seafront and stuff is lovely. Oh. So yeah, so then we hopped back in the van and then was like playing the tunes, like whoop whoop, and then driving then to the mountain. So we'd booked everybody's car parking literally at the Penny Pass, which is where you park for the pig track. Snowdon. So our two friends met us there who was carrying all our stuff. So they basically carried like a massive amount of stuff. Like it was like I'd taken everything.
You had a Sherpa.
Yes, we had two.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I
didn't
invite you to be fair. If you had all that stuff and, you know.
Literally, I had said the whole time, we do not, like, what are you going on about? And they were our two friends. And I was like, Martin, we don't need them. What are you going on about? It was honestly the best thing we'd done because when we did the climb, we did not, me and Martin, to be fair, didn't struggle. Like, it was a warm day. We were actually fine. We didn't at any point feel like we were massively out of breath or struggling. And that is all down to not having to carry anything.
That's
like,
good.
The difference in not having a bag is huge from when I've climbed before.
Feel free.
Honestly, it was just so much better. And we always knew we didn't want to have to take backpacks because we'd have to keep putting stuff down. But I was like, we'll be all right. We don't need anything. In the end, we had, like, this massive bag that our friend had to carry.
Your poor friend.
I know, literally. But yeah, so we started the climb and it was just amazing. It was just like the best time. Like, everyone really enjoyed it. Obviously, like, people struggled at different points. Like, it's hard. It's not the easiest climb. We stopped quite a bit for photos, which was nice, which is, again, another reason I don't think, like, we massively struggled.
Yeah.
And the weather, even Martin, who was a complete cynic about the sausage, was like... I swear to God, it wasn't even that it was nice weather. It was... idyllic weather. So the photographer that we had was quite like moody vibe.
Yeah.
And the whole day was like not bright sunshine, because you don't want bright sunshine for photos because it would have ruined his style of photography, because it's quite moody.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be squinting all the time. So it was like a scattering of clouds, but the clouds would hit like amazing points. Like you can see in one of my photos where it literally is over the top of like Snowdon and it just looks insane. And
so
just,
lucky.
It didn't rain once. We had no rain. It was
that sausage worked.
Also, things that it was like miracles were happening. Like we got to the ridge of Snowdon, and you've literally got like 15 minutes left just to get to the peak, right? The whole peak was covered in a cloud, and we were like, there's no point in going up. We've done it many times before. We don't need to touch the top. But obviously our photographers and videographer had never done it before. So we were like, oh, it's a shame because you really want to do it, but you're going to get up there. You're going to be in a cloud. You're not going to see anything.
Not going to actually see
it. So what's the point? Literally, we get up, we eat our lunch, and it just clears. And our friend who's like, he's big into climbing, he was like, if by the time you go up there, it might, you know, just go up there, see, it might be a bit clearer.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Got positive up there vibes. And like the whole half of the mountain was completely clear.
That's
and
actually
it was just
amazing.
It was also the stillest of, like, we've climbed it in like spring, summer. We have never seen the mountain so still. Like, and even our friend who does it a lot, who lives in Wales, he was like, I've never seen, like, the top of Snowdon, obviously, are miles and miles up in the sky. It's always windy. It just is. There was no wind. It was completely still.
That's amazing.
It was just stunning. And it was literally
that's so cool.
There was something out there in the universe that was like,
it
was
just,
I kept
that.
Saying, the sausage is waving.
It's the sausage waving.
Honestly, I swear, like, it was, like, and I know, like, you, like, it's quite cringe, you know, look, the cringe and people say it, but it's genuinely, like, the best day of my life. Like, it was just so amazing. And the only way I can describe it, I keep trying to think about this, is, you know, on Harry Potter?
Yeah.
When
Harry
takes the liquid luck.
Yeah.
And he's, like, instantly, he's, like, I can do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel amazing. That's how I felt the whole
day.
You felt
like Harry Potter.
On liquid Lux or whatever it's called.
I love that. Do you know what?
It just felt so good.
That's so amazing. When we got married as well, when I walked down the aisle and, like, being under, like, where we got married, it was outside.
Yeah.
And it felt so still. Honestly, I always explain it like walking on a cloud. I honestly felt like there was this, like, sort of like a warm breeze. It was really still. Like, I just remember that moment and being there, and it was so, like, relaxing and atmospheric. Is that the right word? I felt the same, like, on my wedding day.
You
like,
feel so good, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like, it's like so euphoric. True.
Yeah. And it's like everything, like, I swear, like, it was like everything was on our side. Like, for example, we really wanted to go to this pizza place, which is amazing, does amazing pizza. It's 20 minutes from Snowdon, right? So once you get down, you need to drive 20 minutes. It closed at 8:30. Our friend said to us on the mountain, you just FYO, guys, you're not going to make it to the pizza place. Now, like, 6 o'clock. And we were like, yeah, no, it's fine. We've got a pizza in the van that we can just shove in the oven.
Yeah.
Obviously not the same.
Not
we
same.
Got down from Snowdon at 7:45, and he was like, oh, you might make it. So I rang them, and they were like, because I was like, oh, I bet they stopped taking orders at, like, 8 or something. They rang us, so we're like, no, absolutely fine, like, come along. We went there. Martin has been there numerous times and has never seen it without a humongous queue. There was no queue. There's nobody there. It was just us. Walked straight to the front. Told them, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that you're still open. We actually gave like 10 minutes to spare. I was like, I can't believe it because we really want your pizza. Like, we've just climbed Snowdon. It's our wedding day. And they were like, oh my God, that's amazing. They'd written, like, in all our pizza boxes, like, congratulations. They give us some free bits.
That's so,
like,
cute.
I know. It was so nice. And then we just hopped back in the van and then drove to where we were parking up for the night and had our pizza, and we were just absolutely fucked by that point.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My feet were throbbing. But to be fair, the whole climb took us 7 hours, which when you're stopping for photos that
That's
many
not
times,
bad. That's
not bad,
bad
at all. No.
That's
so
pretty
we were
impressive.
Really happy with that.
And
when
can
in
I
the
just
lake,
say, your photos, oh my God, literally
Thank
breathtaking.
You.
As soon as you sent it through, I was like, oh my God, they were so good. You can just, just incredible.
We need to give out a huge shout out. So our videographer was Dan Shoots Weddings. He's on Instagram. And our photographer was Frosty Photo. both just insane. Like, all of them, like, so James Frost, the photographer, he bought his other half, Ashley Powell, as a second photographer. So they work together quite often. They've actually both got separate photography businesses, which so they're like competitors in their own house. But they teamed up. And honestly, just the way that they work together is amazing. Like, they completely directed us on what we had to do. But at the same time, like, because they're a couple, they would show us. They'd be like, oh, hug her like this or whatever. Yeah. But at the same time, it was so natural as well. They'd be like, you know, just like carry on walking or lead up the mountain. Or they'd just be like, guys, right, let's hang back. You guys carry on. And then they'd get shots from there. And just like, it was just, they just worked so well together. And at the same time, they're just lovely people. Because obviously we're climbing with these people.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to feel comfortable with them. Like, it's bad. Yeah. It can be bad enough on your wedding day, just having, like, obviously you don't really know your photographer, but spending like a whole day climbing up a mountain.
Yeah, do you know
you
mean?
Really gotta get on with it.
Yeah. And Dan was like, obviously I know Dan really well, but he, the videographer, they all just got on so enthusiastic
as well, because it's such a great opportunity for them to get good shots as well. Yeah, sort of thing.
Well, that's what they all said. They were all like thank you for an amazing experience kind of thing. But yeah, they all just got on like so well. Everyone just had a real laugh. Our two friends who were our Sherpas, I should say. They just, everyone just got on really well, and it was just the perfect day, really.
Oh,
sounds really
so
cheesy, but it really was. There was not one thing I would not change, one thing at all.
Amazing. Well,
so it was amazing.
That is all you want.
Exactly. And then the next day we went to a really nice hotel, which I cannot for the life of me say the name of. So I'm just going to read it out because I really want to recommend it. So it's called Lake and it's spelled V-Y-R-N-W-Y. So I don't know if it's like Verney or something. It's a really, really like well-known lake in like central Wales. It was about an hour drive. We drove there in the morning. We did a spa day there, and they basically, I'd said that it was the night after our wedding. When I checked in, I literally, like, Martin went to the bar to get a drink and was like, oh, I'll meet you out on the terrace. I went up to put my bag in the room.
Yeah,
I ran back down. I was like, Martin, you need to come to the room. And he's like, Hannah, I'm just getting a drink. Like, we're going to meet on
just
the terrace.
Getting
so I was
drink.
Like, no, you have to see. You don't need to go on the terrace. We had our own terrace. So they'd upgraded our room to a suite. We had our own terrace. They'd left us like a wedding card. Like, it was just so lovely.
So lush. Oh,
so nice. And we had loads of bits left in the van from when we'd had our picnic on Snowdon. So we just covered the table in like picnic bits.
Oh,
just getting drinks. Like,
picky
so
bits.
Nice.
Picky tea. I love that.
Picky bits. Oh, yeah. And then that night we went to their restaurant. They do have like a fine dining restaurant, and the food was incredible. We got really dressed up.
Yeah.
I wore, you know, the white jumpsuit I wore
on
the hen do? Wore that. Got really dressed up, and it was just stunning.
Oh,
and then,
I'm just so pleased for you. It sounds like the most amazing and perfect day.
It really was.
And week.
Yeah. It really was. And we literally for the next couple of days, just chilled in Wales.
Yeah.
Just like took it as it comes. We was eating ice cream. The weather was insane.
Yeah,
we
that
like
sausage.
We
that sausage worked for everybody in the UK because we've had an incredible week of sun.
You can all thank me.
You can all thank you for discreetly planting a sausage somewhere outside a hotel.
Yeah. Literally on the Thursday, we went for another hike when we checked out the hotel in that area, and we didn't put any sun cream on. Because it was like, well, it's warm, but it's not that warm. We were out for 2 hours and all my arms got burnt. Thankfully, it's gone down now. But that is another tip, is if you're outside and you're about to get married, like, make sure you use sun cream. Because I'm leaving that through.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll be all right. I'm really going for a walk. I didn't even think about it. It was like 20 degrees. Like, on the app, it said it was 18 degrees. There was no way it was 18 degrees. It was so hot.
Yeah, you don't want to end up all wrinkly. Make sure you put sun cream on your face.
Yeah, all burnt. Bright
all
red.
Burnt.
I was literally
like a
bright
lobster.
Red. I would just say, like, I think one of the biggest things that I want to, like, portray from this is that there's so many people out there that want to get married, and so many people that are struggling, like, financially to do so, or are worrying about the money. And the biggest thing that I would say is, and I know sometimes I've had so many conversations with people about just eloping or just going away with the two of you. And people always say, like, oh, but I don't want to miss, like, that, like, you know, celebration
like
with
the
everybody
party.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I would say is that now, since doing it, is I feel completely different on it. And honestly, I could have happily come back. Obviously, I'm really looking forward to 2 weeks' time, but I would have happily come back this week and had that as our wedding day and our honeymoon and not feel disappointed. And if anything,
that's so good.
Because everybody wasn't there, everybody was like, the messages that I had, like we had so many messages like congratulations and have you got pictures, and when we sent pictures everyone was so excited for us and everyone was like invested in finding out about what was happening. Whereas when you actually have a wedding, everybody's there, so no one's like really asking about it, everyone's just there. Whereas actually, as you know, all people want to talk to us about, everyone wants to hear about it, and actually that gives you a whole different feeling. So I just think like by doing that wedding, you are not missing out, because actually
everyone's
showing
you
pictures, showing your video, talking about it. Yeah,
I was telling anyone that had listened to me last week about your wedding, about your elopement. I was like, oh, my friend's gone to get married, she's going up Snowdon, and I was like telling everyone about it.
I love
unless
that
you don't listen to the
so
podcast,
I would just say like honestly know. Like honestly, if you are thinking about doing it and you're just worried that you're going to feel like you're missing out, like, and I know it's easy for me to say, but, and I felt the same when I was planning it, but now having done it, absolutely not what I've ever felt. Like, I was missing out, or like that I hadn't had a proper wedding, as people
if anything,
call it. I would have happily done that.
If anything, it's like better in some ways.
Yeah, more
it
special.
It was so cool. Yeah it's such an... In like it's so different. I don't know anybody else that's done that. I don't know anybody, and I think that's what everyone's so intrigued by it. And I think, like you say, it kind of keeps that hype going about like people messaging you, and it kind of lengthens that special time. Like obviously on the day, everyone, if you've got a wedding and everyone's there, they'll be like, oh, congrats, blah blah blah. But actually, you're getting messages during like the whole week, like, oh, have you done it? Or can I see some photos, and then sharing the pictures?
Especially because it was so different. I feel like genuinely people are more interested and more like excited for our wedding last week than they are for the next one. You know what I mean? Like genuinely, I think like I was so surprised by everyone's reaction. Like, everyone was just so excited for us. And I feel like anyone that would elope, people, because I think it's almost that human natural reaction of not knowing, like not being in the know, and like like that bit of FOMO of not being there, that they want to hear all about it. So honestly, if you're thinking about eloping, 100% recommend. And I would also say, don't feel the pressure. Like again, like we're going on a full-blown honeymoon in a couple of weeks, which I'm so excited for, but if that 5 days in Wales was my honeymoon, which we kept calling it that, honestly it felt like honeymoon. We were proper in like honeymoon phase, like just so lovey-dovey, sickeningly, you know.
Cringe, I would have been there popping up. Cringe.
But again, like people that are like, oh, we'll go a year later because we can't afford it. Like just go to your favourite spot in the UK for a couple of days because you need it.
I
don't feel like it feels the same a year later. It's not the same feeling.
No, I agree. I think if you can just take a couple of days away, like you say, in the UK, like there's some amazing places you can go to. You don't have to spend loads of money, you know, as long as the two of you are I think it's just like soaking up that time after your wedding. So you're still in that, like, as cringe as it sounds, love bubble, like that wedding bubble, like, just, like literally make the most of it. I think, totally.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, so and there's things that like my mindset has already changed. Like when we were gonna take our rings off, so we were gonna put them on and then take them off. We've both not taken our rings off, we just want to keep them on.
Sweet.
And we'd also always said, like, people keep asking us, when's your anniversary date? And now we're like 7th of May, because we just never want to forget it, kind of thing. So let's just do both.
Because originally, like before, you were saying like your anniversary date will be your like the next in the next couple of weeks, your wedding date, not the other one. Second time.
The other day.
Maybe
I'll change my mind after that one, but I don't know. At the minute, I'm like,
this is it. Oh, that's really... Well, the happiness is radiating from you.
On the elopement. Thank you. But how was your week?
No one wants to hear about my week.
Literally done the whole podcast episode just talking about my week.
You changed shitty nappies. That's no one wants to hear.
Lovely. Brilliant.
I'm joking.
I'd say I was thinking of you while I was eating my ice cream, but I wasn't. Yeah, she is. Cool. Well, thanks, guys, for listening all about my elopement. I hope any questions you've got on elopements, like, just
send them over.
Ping us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was so nice to hear all about it. I'm really, really pleased for you. Really happy for you. So it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. And you can catch a new episode with us next week, next Thursday. And like we say, we love to hear all of your questions. So if you have any, or we know a lot of you have been sending us questions on Instagram, so you can DM us. We're at Let's Get You Wed Podcast, or you can email us with your questions. So it's letsgetyouwedpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, we will speak to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.